The House Oversight Committee has been investigating reports of sexual harassment and misconduct at the Agriculture Department. Employee advocates testify that the Forest Service is not doing enough to prevent harassment, protect victims, and punish perpetrators. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, tell us about this hearing.
This was a pretty emotional hearing, from witnesses who testified through tears about being sexually harassed, to frustrated department officials who say their hands are tied, to the members of the Oversight Committee who yelled and even swore at times and demanded to see some change. This isn't the first hearing on misconduct and sexual harassment that the House Oversight Committee has called this year, but this one focused on the U.S. Forest Service and the Department of Agriculture.
And that's been an ongoing issue for Forest Service.
Yes, it has, for decades, as I learned today. And the Forest Service is overseen by the Department of Agriculture, which was why those officials were at this hearing today. And specifically, this hearing looked at incidents that occurred in Region 5 of the Forest Service, and that serves about 20 million acres in California, as well as Hawaii and Pacific Islands, but we're talking about California in this case. Here's Lisa Donnelly. She's the vice president of the USDA Coalition of Minority Employees.
We have been reporting egregious incidents of sexual harassment, workplace violence, job discrimination, and reprisal to Secretary Vilsack since 2009 to no avail. Before any cultural change can occur, the agency must acknowledge the scope of the problem and be willing to make a good faith effort to change it. Despite mountains of evidence, USDA and Forest Service have been unwilling to do this. Forest Service management will not investigate complaints properly, they will not hold discriminators accountable, they will not settle EEO complaints. To emphasize the enormity of the problem, it is important to point out that Region 5 was under court-ordered oversight to address gender discrimination from 1971 through 2006, over 30 consecutive years. I was present in the agency during those 30 years in between. The Forest Service was unwilling to make an honest effort to increase diversity under the 1971 Bernardi B. Madigan Class Action Consent Decree. Forest Service management fomented an attitude that unqualified women were taking men's jobs and were only hired to satisfy diversity requirements. This attitude became a cultural norm, and it plagues us to this day.
That was Lisa Donnelly, the vice president of the USDA Coalition of Minority Employees. And now Donnelly's job is to protect minority employees, so her testimony, of course, focused on what is going on and what's not being done, in her opinion, in the Forest Service and from USDA leadership. And one of the witnesses who spoke at this hearing, Denise Rice, is a fire prevention technician for Region 5's El Dorado National Forest. And in her testimony, which it had like the entire room just silent, you could have heard a pin drop, she talked about how her second line supervisor repeatedly sexually harassed her. This was her claims. And when she filed a complaint, it turned into an avalanche of investigations and meetings where her complaints were aired in front of all her coworkers.
I just want to point out here, you're switching from sexual discrimination or discrimination based on gender, as Lisa Donnelly testified, to harassment,
yes,
which is a different activity.
Yes, that's a good clarification, okay. But this is all of these things are happening under the Forest Service. Yes, you're right. So she filed the complaint, and during the whole process of investigation, she just said, you know, I just felt like I was isolated from everyone. Everyone knew what was going on. The decision was eventually made to fire this person, but Rice said he was given notice.
The harasser,
yes. And she said he was given notice about the termination and allowed to retire. And then he was hired back, she said, to give motivational speeches at the same place where he was let go.
Good Lord. How did that go over with the Oversight Committee?
Not too well. There was a lot of raised voices and criticism and pointing of fingers for how the Forest Service has handled this case, as well as allowing what lawmakers say is a total failure of the system. Here's Chairman Jason Chaffetz.
Here's the vicious cycle, and I see this above and beyond just the Forest Service, quite frankly, but here's the vicious cycle. In most cases, women, but it happens to men as well, there is some sort of inappropriate behavior to outright rape that should be reported to law enforcement. And oftentimes it is, because it's a crime. And law enforcement will look at it and say, well, you know what, the government can take care of this itself. And so rather than treating it and prosecuting it as a crime, it's given back to the departments and agencies. Then the department and agency will go and sit, as in this case, and have coffee with this person and say, you know, the case against you is getting a little tougher. Why don't you go and take all of your benefits, all of your retirement, and why don't you just retire, wink, wink? And they're allowed to just walk out the door unscathed.
That was Jason Chaffetz, the chairman of the Oversight Committee. He said he's heard similar things from the EPA and National Park Service.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And what was the USDA and the Forest Service side of this whole debate?
Well, they say they are working to change this culture, but sometimes their hands are tied when it comes to firing someone. There isn't an alternative when someone is on the chopping block and decides to resign or retire instead of being fired. Lanice Lago, the Deputy Chief of Business Operations at USDA, said there are training seminars for employees on how to intervene in a situation like this, as well as confidential reporting processes that are supposed to be maintained and tracking of harassment cases. But one of the ongoing problems that Lago said they have is working with this fear of retaliation for whistleblowers.
I think anybody that goes through that, it's horrifying and unacceptable. As far as retaliation, we don't condone, tolerate, accept retaliation. We have procedures when people report retaliation, but what we struggle with is there's fear of retaliation. People fear reprisal, so that fear suppresses people coming forward. It makes it difficult for us to take action, to demonstrate our commitment.
That was Lanice Lago, Deputy Chief of Business Operations at USDA.
All right, so they had the hearing. They heard both sides. They heard some horror stories. What's the outcome of the hearing and what happens now?
Well, Chairman Jason Chaffetz said, you know, we'd like to see some legislation or some reform. There's going to be something, at least all these lawmakers said, you know, bipartisan effort to see some changes to really make a difference in these agencies and bureaus that are having these problems of misconduct and misdemeanor and sexual harassment and even for other minorities and dealing with that.
Well, this is an issue that seems to go across the government. The Park Service has had its issues that have been widely publicized. And I had a column several months ago about a woman who was allegedly sexually harassed at TSA. And she has been picketing for months outside saying she's gotten no justice. Alyssa Bermudez. I think some of the papers have picked up on that recently. Mm-hmm. And so, but no real change. Nothing ever seems to quite get off the dime on these.
Yeah, you know, you go to these hearings and they last 2-3 hours and there's so much yelling and screaming, we've got to do this, we've got to fix this. And then you've got the agencies going, okay, we'll work on it, we're doing these things. But a lot of the lawmakers say, okay, well, we really need to do something to make it easier for you to fire somebody, you know, instead of just giving them the opportunity. Someone who has legitimately, you know, should be terminated. You know, you shouldn't be able to fire people willy-nilly, but someone, you know, getting the heads up, hey, you're going to be let go, do you want to, you know, not be blackballed, maybe you should resign first. You know, they say that's not fair.
Yeah, TSA, there have been some demotions and some shifting of jobs, but nobody has been pushed out in this particular case. And so it's really hard to get to the rock bottom truth of what is going on here.
Yeah, you're right. You say people get removed, but it doesn't mean just removed from their whole job. They just get transferred over to another section of the department. And sometimes they'll end up working together with the same person that they victimized or the person who harassed them just because there's only so many people.
So further hearings scheduled, or is that the end of it for now?
For now, but I'm sure we'll see something again next session.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
For more, go to federalnewsradio.com.